Okay, let's begin. Maseches Peah, Yerushalmi, Daf Chav Zayin. And we're in Perek Malbanos, and we are on Chav Vav Amabez. And today's shiur is sponsored like this Masech, all of the Masech the Shiurim, anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. Says the Gemara here on Chav Vav Amabez. We are Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. It says the Gemara, we just had the Mishnah on the beginning of Perek Malbanos. We had the Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim about Menamer Es Sadehu. Right, if somebody, and we had the Maskan of the Gemara, that if somebody harvests their field because part of it is ripe before the other part of it is ripe. Why is that? Because of the fertilizing in one area more than the other area. So Rabbi Akiva said in that case that peya mi kol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Akiva says that one requires peya from each and every one, even though one might look at that as the beginning of the harvest. But no, we don't look at it. And he says it is a chilek. Chacham say no, me'echad ala kol. Chacham say you can look at it at look at that as the beginning of the harvest. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Asya, de Rabbi Meir, B'Shitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo. This was Rabbi Akiva Shita. So Rabbi Meir is following his Rabbi Shita of being a separate area for Peah. Which Rabbi Meir? Kemod Rabbi Akiva. Omer lach v'yaveh shneiminim, ken Rabbi Meir omer lach v'yaveh shneiminim. Just like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah says that if I have a certain part of the field that gets ripe before the rest of it, and I harvest it, that's called separate for Hilchus Peah. So too earlier we had back on Tez Zayin Amabez. Tez Zayin Amabez, remember we had that was the discussions also of the separations between the fields, and the Gemara there, the Mishnah quoted in Machlokas, HaKotzer LaShachas. If somebody, not exactly the same thing as our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is that the whole field, what part of it is ripe and part of it's not ripe. So I harvest the ripe part. Earlier we had, nothing was ripe yet. But I'm going to cut, let's say, a line through my field because I want to harvest it to give to my animals. HaKotzer LaShachas. So is that called the beginning of the harvest or is that separate? So Rabbi Meir there said, that's called separate. That's called separate. I'm harvesting this now. It's not ripe. And then the rest of it I'm going to harvest when it gets ripe. So it's kind of the flip side of our case. Our case, I'm harvesting what's already ripe. And then I'm going to leave what's not ripe and I'm going to harvest it later. But the Gemara is linking these two cases. They're not exactly the same. That case earlier, again, nothing was ripe yet. And I harvested part of it in order to give to the animals. And then later on it's going to get ripe. Our case, there is part that's ripe and part that's not ripe. But in both cases, because I am harvesting a portion of the field that is in terms of ripe and not ripe separately, so it has a separate halacha of peah. So the Gemara links Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara here also notes that Rabbi Meir is the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Right? That's based on the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. Right? Where there's a lot about Rabbi Meir. We had a couple of days ago, we mentioned that Rabbi Meir was the Gadol Hador, but we don't possibly like Rabbi Meir because he was too sharp. Remember the Gemara said in Maseches Eiruvin. But the Gemara here in Yevamos, famous Gemara, where the Gemara talks about the source of Yemei Svira. Right? This is the only Gemara in Shas that talks about Svira. What happened during Yemei Svira. The idea of a velus during Yemei Svira is nowhere in Shas. That came sometime afterwards. The times of the Gaonim, in terms of marriages, in terms of haircuts. But it's based on this Gemara. Where the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva had many talmidim, amrit, based on the pasuk in Koheles, that even though if you did something when you were young, keep doing it again when you're older. So the Gemara says, amr, shneimasar elef zugim talmidim. There were 12,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. Hailo Rabbi Akiva, migeves van antipris. Vekulan mesim averek echad, and they all died at the same time period. Mebnei shalom nagul kavuz elazeh, because they did not respect each other. Vahaya ha'olam shameim, achabar Rabbi Akiva, etzar abosena shebedarim. And the world was desolate until Rabbi Akiva came along and started again. Right, that's one of the pshatim of why we're happy on Lag BaOmer. Right, the question that's asked by the Achronim is, we're so happy on Lag BaOmer because they stopped dying. There was nobody else to die. They all died already. Right, what are we so happy about? Right, so the answer is because that's the day Rabbi Akiva started again. That's the day Rabbi Akiva was able to see through the darkness and pick himself up and say, I'm going to start again. And that's what he did. Achabar Rabbi Akiva Esar Basidah Shabadarim Vishanalam. And he taught the new rabbis. Rabbi, the first one on the list, Rabbi Meir, like our Gemara says, Rabbi Meir was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. They were the ones that uplifted and made Torah stand up. Ha'amidu Torah ba'os ha'shah. Tana kula mesu mi Pesach v'atzeres. And they all died from Pesach to Shavuos. That is the Mesorah that we have. And all the Mefarshim also discuss how could this be that Rabbi Akiva v'yatzal recha kamocha and his Talmidim were lo nagu gevazeh v'zeh. Did he only say that afterwards? Or did the Talmidim just not get the message of their Rebbe? Rav Asher Weiss, in one of his Ma'amarim, in one of his Sichos on Shavuos, talks about how almost all of the Ma'amarim relating to the godless of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro come from Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, the new ones. Rabbi Meir and Belazar, if you look in Pirkei Avos, you look in also at Midrashim, a lot of the Ma'amarim, right, the covet of your friend should be like the covet of your Rebbe, right, all of those come from these five Talmidim. I mean, these five Talmidim were the basis of Torah Sheba'al Peh, based on Rabbi Akiva. But that is the Gemara in Yevamos Lamech Beis, and that is what the Gemara here says, that Rabbi Meir is following within the Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. That's what we suggest to say. So the Gemara says, Amar Amri Chavraya Kumi Rabbi Yossi, Chavraya, the Chevra. The Chevra is the rabbis. We'll get back to that lashon. Say it in front of Rabbi Yossi. V'lamalig Rabbi Akiva. Why are you forced to say that? Why are you forced to say that Rabbi Meir is only following the Shita? Rabbi Meir, who we had back on Daf Tezayin, the case of Atkotzel L'Shachas. Right? Why do you have to say that he's forced to say that only within Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, who says here, right, that if somebody harvests what was ripe already because it was fertilized well, so that's a separate, that's also a separation for pay, and that's considered a separate harvesting. What do you have to say that? Afilu Karabanan. We'd rather say that Mishnah is an idios also. We'd rather say that the Rabbi Meir is following the Shita of the Rabbanan. We don't want to be forced and boxed into one Shita. Did Tanina and Taman, because we had a Mishnah on later on, right? We have a Mishnah on Amud Beis that by the Shem we'll get to a little bit later. Did Taman, a similar discussion in our Mishnah. Hamachlik bitzalam lachim. What happens if somebody has onions and I am harvesting the onions, but lachim, I'm harvesting the moist onions, lashuk, right, because I want to take them to the marketplace. So those I have one purpose for. Umekayim yevesh lagarna. I'm leaving the dry ones in the pashtus. I'm leaving them. I'm not harvesting them yet. I'm leaving them because I'm going to take them into my storage bin and to eat them personally. So the Mishnah says that if somebody harvests onions, right, lachem and yevashin, right, the Mishnah, the Gemara here doesn't quote the end of it, but the Gemara says, nosim peya la'elo la'atzman or la'elo la'atzman. The Mishnah says, each get their own peya. So you see, even the Rabbanan say that if there's lach and yavesh, that separates into two peyas. So why does the Gemara have to say that Rabbi Meir, who we had earlier in Daf Tezayin, Rabbi Meir is only within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, because he's the only one that says that lach and yavesh are two different payas for separation purposes and for giving your different paya purposes. The Mishnah later on is the Rabbanan. Pashtus, this is the Rabbanan. It doesn't say it's Rabbi Akiva. So this is Stamma de Mishnah. Stam Mishnah Karabanan. So why are we forced to say that the Rabbi Meir is within the Shita of the Rabbanan, of Rabbi Akiva, maybe it's within the Shita of the Rabbanan too. So the Gemara answers, no. That Mishnah on Amud Beis is not exactly the same thing. It's not the same thing as the other two Mishnahs that are under discussion. There, it's not only ripe and unripe, it's different purpose. Different purpose, maybe the Rabbanan say different purpose, different goal, so that's going to be Mechalik for Peyus. But that doesn't mean ripe and unripe itself would be machalik. And it could be the Rabbanan would argue, and they would say, if you are harvesting something now, and you're going to harvest the rest later when it gets ripe, that's not a chiluk, that's all one. So Amr Rabbi Yossi, Shamanan Shuk, V'goren Shneiminim. Lach V'yavesh Shneiminim. Rhetorical, right? Rabbi Yossi answers, right? The Chavraya said to Rabbi Yossi, why do you have to force today? It's like Rabbi Akiva, maybe it's like the Rabbanan. So we say, no. Shuk and Goren, that's what the Mishnah Amud Beis is talking about. I'm taking some to the marketplace and some to just to harvest myself. Okay, that's two minim. There, the Rabbanan would say it's separated. Lach v'yavesh neminim. Would lach and yavesh, right? Different destinies of items could impact present status. And therefore, if I have two different goals for the market, for the shuk, and for private use, so then I would say that's two payas. But just lach and yavesh, maybe the Rabbanan wouldn't agree to that. And therefore, that's why the Gemara is forced to say that Rabbi Meir is following Rabbi Akiva and not the Rabbanan. Because we'd rather say it's like the Rabbanan, but we're forced to say it is like Rabbi Akiva. A couple of Vaharas that we could mention on this Gemara. First of all, start with the beginning. Chavraya. So Chavraya, that Lashon, Chaver. A Chaver is a Talmud Chacham. Right, in Mishnayis in, we'll get to in Demai, they talk about a chaver, somebody who has ne'emanus on Chumas and Maisras. The Rambam has, some quote this Rambam. The Rambam in Demai, in the second parak says, chaver, Pirush Mishnayis, Korin l'kol Talmud Chacham. A chaver is the name of for a Talmud Chacham. V'karim b'shem zeh, why? Why is he called that? Chaver is a friend, is a colleague. Mipnei shechevrusam zeh lazeh, hi ha'chevrus ha'amitis. Because this is ultimate friendship. This is ultimate relationship. Because it's L'Shem Shemayim. He doesn't quote it more here, but we've quoted this often. This is the Rambam in the Pirkei Avos. The Rambam in the Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah of Knei Lecha Chaver. That's where the Rambam develops the idea that there are three types of friends that we have in the world. Three types of relationships, I would say. Three types of relationships that we have in the world. V'chaverim shlosha sugim. Chever l'toeles. Chever hana'a, the chever l'dvar na'ala. Right, three types of friends. Number one, chever l'to'elas. A chever for to'elas, for a purpose. For a benefit. What's a benefit? A business partner. That's a colleague. That's a chever. Kagon chaver shnei ashutfin ukechavers hamelech utzva'o. It's a formal relationship. There's no warm feelings between us specifically. Right, we need each other. Right, I have the lumber and you have the boats. Right, it's a business partner. That is the lowest level. That's chever l'toelas for an ultimate benefit. Number two is chever hana. Hana means pleasure. It means we probably call this a best friend, a good friend, somebody you like to confide in, somebody you like to share experiences with. Right, that's chever hana. The Rambam himself has two types of chever hana, chever tainug with his physical pleasure, and chever bitachon, that just means security, and again, somebody who you trust, who you share things with, but that's all category two. So it's chever toeles, chever hana, and then the Rambam says, the highest level relationship, and the deepest level is chever ledvar na'ale. Right, a chever for a higher purpose. We're both together join forces in order to achieve a goal that they can achieve, not just a physical money-making goal, but a spiritual goal, a conceptual goal. Ultimate good. Each one to use the other one. So that they can reach that together. Right, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Get this chaver. This type of chaver is worthwhile even to buy, even to pay for. What type of chaver is this? The Rambam gives one example. So I've used this in the past it's good Sheva Brachas Torah. Right, together they're building it by his Neman, the highest level chaver, but the Rambam does not give that example. The Rambam says, V'hu kigon chavrus harav l'talmid v'atalmid l'rav. That's his one example. Torah. The Torah connection, and that's the Lushitasa, what he says in Demai. Right, that's Chaver. That's Chaver, the highest level, where they're connecting to understand the Dvar Hashem. So that's the second word here on the daf today. Amri Chavraya, the Chavraya, the Chaverim, said in front of Rabbi Yossi, why do you have to say this? And he answers. Next point. So we're talking, the Gemara is assuming here that we'd rather say that Rabbi Meir is within the Shita of the Rabbanan. Right, not Rabbi Akiva. There was a whole discussion in Mishnayis Idios. Why bichlal are there deos yechidim in the Mishnah? If we generally always paskin like the rabbim, right? So what do we even need the deos, right? In our Mishnah, we have Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. We're going to paskin like the Chachamim. So why do you even need that? So those are Mishnayis in the first parak of Idios, where the Mishnah asked this question. The Mishnah asks in Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, V'lama maskirin divrei ayacha ben amarubin. Hol v'en alacha el kedivrei amarubin. Sounds like a Gemara kasha, but it's in Mishnahis. Right? Why do you quote the divrei ayachid amongst the rabbim? Right? Halacha garabim. So, there are a couple of exceptions to the rule when we pass them like the yachid, but the Mishnah answers, Shem yira bezdin as divrei ayachid v'yisbach alav. In one generation, if the bezdin decides that the yachid is right, and the yachid is the one who we should paskin like, She'ein bezin yachol avatel divrei bezin chaveru. A later bezin can't just say, how could they go like against the rabbim? How do they go against the Rabban? They're going against the Halacha. Oh, if there's one Das Yachid in the Mishnah, then the later Bezdin could say, okay, it must be the earlier Bezdin is following that Das Yachid. Ad Sheyia Gadol Mimena B'Chachma Uveminyan. The later Bezdin could overrule it if the later Bezdin is greater B'Chachma Uveminyan. Right? What does Minyan mean? The Bezdin is always the same number. Right? So they talk about the people sitting in front of the Bezdin, but that is, that's the Mishnah. That's why it is there. Again, this is only in the times when Bezdin could decide which sheet of the Tanam Kipaskin like. But, you know, post Shulchan Aruch and post rules of Udapaskin like, there is a sugya in Mesechus Ksubis, Kimli. Could you say Kimli like this Shita? But you can't say Kimli like a Shita of the Tanoim that has been rejected by the postkim, by the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe Kimli like a Deya of the Achronim. Right, and like I could say, like I hold like that Shita. But again, you have to be somebody who has the ability to express an opinion. You know, in this regard, I can't say, you know, I'm going to hold like Rabbi so and so against the Mesora of the 30 other rabbis that say otherwise. That's the discussion here in the Mishnayos in Idios. And then Rabbi Yehuda says in the next Mishnah, similar question, right? Lama Maskir and Dibya Yachab Benem Rubin Lavatala, right? If we're not going to paskin, but that's what's a discussion there. One final discussion on this Gemara that we just had. Where the Gemara answered, if you remember, so the Gemara answers, don't compare the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin and the Mishnah yesterday, at the beginning of Malbanos, to the Mishnah on Amud Beis today. Because those two, there's actual differences between ripe and unripe. Right? There's differences between ripe and unripe. So there you could say, the Chachamim would say, that's just Tchilas HaKatzir. That's the beginning of the harvest and it's all one payah. Our Mishnah here on Amud Beis, by the Betzalim, Lachem and Yveshim, it's not just differences in moist and dry, but it's different purpose. And different purpose, so that can impact the status. And that comes up all the time, right? That different purposes, all the kala omeit sugyas. But I'll give you one that's even more similar, very similar to our case here, right? The Mishnah Psachim. The Mishnah Psachim talks about what happens if it's before Yantif, before Pesach, and I am bringing a carbon toda. I'm bringing a carbon toda. Some of the carbon todas, we have to be 40 loaves with the carbon toda. Some of them are matzah. I think 10 of them are chametz and 30 of them are matzah, if I remember. Could I use some of those matzahs for, let's say I have them left over, I don't know, for Pesach? It's gonna have to work out, but, you know, chalas toda is, you only have, yom v'layla. So let's say you're bringing a carbon toda on Erev Pesach early. The question is, can you bring a carbon toda on Erev Pesach? Maybe a kachon based on psul, but let's say you work that without that problem. So the Mishnah talks about our chalos toda kosher for carbon paste for matzah at the seder. So the Mishnah says a son la atzmo if I made it for myself to use for a carbon toda ein yotzibahen, then I can use that. I can use that for Pesach. Besides the technical issues of, you know, is it going to become possible? I just can't use that. A son lim karbashuk. But if I made them, I baked them in order to, you know, sell in the market, right? To sell for lachme toda. But if it's left over, they're not kadosh yet. Or they're not kadosh yet. Maybe that's the answer, right? You weren't makdashi yet. You just had it in mind. But if you made it to sell, Rashi there says, letzarchi lachme toda v'nezirus yotzei b'hem lo macher lohen. But if you didn't end up selling them, then you can use them. So depending on what your kavana was when you baked these lachamim, if you had in mind you're going to use this for your own lachamim, then you're not allowed to use it. But if you're going to use it for lashuk, and if you have leftover, you'll use it, then that's okay. What's the problem? What's the problem if you had in mind lachme toda? What's in mind? So the Gemara, a couple of daf later, on daf lamed ches says, chalas toda rikin azar, minani mili, amar rabba da amar kra, ushmartem es hamatzas. Matzah hamishtameres l'shem matzah. You need matzah, l'shem matzah. Ushmartem as a matzah. This is the source for the concept of shmura matzah. As we'll talk about this on Shabbos. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. Yotzah zazu, shem mishtameres l'shem matzah, el l'shem zevach. This is mishtamer l'shem karbon, l'shem toda, not l'shem mitzvah matzah. So you might say that's even better, that's an even higher level of l'shma. But no, it's a mafkia. Rashi says, "Kol shimer shata mishamer shel tachmitz hitkaven l'shem matzah shel mitzvah." You have to kavana l'shem matzah's mitzvah. You have to have kavana, not l'shem matzah shel toda. And that's a psul. That's a psul. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef has another daya. You have to have matzah that's roy lechol for 7 days, and the karban toda you can't be roy for. It's not roy for 7 days. You have to zeshen achelas liyom valayla. But again, that's another example where, you know, my kavana of what I'm going to do with this, right? Is this for me? Is this for, you know, for the carbon, for the carbon myself, or is it for the shuk? So exactly what we have on the base here, also, the future status. Again, kala omeid, kituse mechta shiure, right, where I'm planning to burn it. Again, each one of these is a little different. I'm planning to burn it. That could impact present status. It's ki'ilu, it's burned already, and ki'ilu, it's ashes. So something that needs a shear, you know, I will not be able to use it. Right? Dalet minim require a shear. So if somebody has an esrog of an ir hanidachas, one is not allowed to use that, the Gemara says, in lulav hagazel, because of kituse mechta shiure. Right? It's not... You need a shear. You need a minimum size of the esrog, and because you're planning to burn this, and halacha says to burn it, so therefore I am not allowed to use it. It doesn't fulfill the minimum level. Okay, that's a different than our case, but it's, there, the halacha demands the destiny, and here it's about what I choose the destiny should be. So it's different, but it's a similar type of idea. The Ran says that, obviously, that applies, that kedusha mechta shiur idea only applies where you need an item that requires a shear. There's a minimum size. It's the Ran and Gittin. Right, what about a get? The Gemara says you can write a get on Isuri Hana. Write a get on Isuri Hana. So the Ran says on Yudam and Aleph in the Dafei Arif, what about kedusha mechta shiur, eh? Says the Ran, Shalcha mitam, kasal Isuri Hana kasher. That's the Gemara. Bekol Isuri Hana kamri, v'yalfa gav kedusha mechta shiur, all Isuri Hana you can write a get on. Even if you have something that has to be burned. Kiddushei mechta shiurei. How can you write a get? You can't use that as an esrog. So how can you write a get? So the Ran says, "V'avak kiddushei mechta shiurei lo ichbas lan el b'midi deboy shir kishofer velulav." If it has a minimum size, miu osam shetzrichem lehisba'er min haolam. But if you have to destroy it, lo lumada rakolami lisrof kisarif dami mashu dolavi get to command a less new dami. Maybe there's a difference between Kiddushei mechta shiurei and kalaomei lisrof. That's a sugi machlokas rishonim. But the Ran is bachali between what requires a shear and what does not. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. So we just established that lach and yavesh might not be two, but different purposes would be. So says the Gemara now, chetzio lach v'chetzio yavesh. What happens if within, the field that you're leaving over, right, what did we just say? According to the Rabbanan, it's all one big harvest, but according to Rabbi Akiva, it's still going to be considered two harvests. If I do one now, that's moist, and then I'm going to leave the rest. What if the one that you're leaving in the field is not totally, totally not ripe yet? It's on its way. It's grown, but you're just leaving it a little more. So chatzi la v'chatzi yavesh, that means somewhere in the middle, oh, for Rabbi Akiva moda. Rabbi Akiva would be moda there, that it's all one. It's all one. It's mitzarif. Right, when did he say in the Mishnah that it's two separate ones? That's where one is totally yavesh, one is totally lach. One is totally ripe, one is totally hasn't grown yet, not ripe at all. But if it's in the middle, so then it could connect. Says the Gemara, really? But for hataninan. But we learned in the end of our Mishnah, modim chachamim l'Rabbi Akiva b'zorei sheves ochardol b'shlosha mekomos. Right, we learned at the end of our Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva is modim, the chachamim are modim in a specific case. So ask the Gemara, right, if it's true that Rabbi Akiva would be moda in a specific case, like where it's semi-ripe already, shouldn't the Mishnah say that? That's the implicit question here, how the Mara Folde explains it. If the Mishnah says, what's a case where the Chachamim would be moda to Rabbi Akiva? So if it's true that Rabbi Akiva would be moda to the Chachamim in a different case, shouldn't the Mishnah say that? The fact that the Mishnah does not say that, it must be, maybe it's not true. Maybe it's not true. Maybe Rabbi Akiva would require mamish that has to be ripe already, or else it would be... Rosh Rabbi Akiva would not hold of it, and that's how the Ma'ara Fulda and the Mefarshim explain. It must be Ayelo Be'emes, Da'af Bechati Lach Bechati Yavesh, even if it's semi-lach and yavesh already, Palag Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is going to argue because the Mishnah didn't say that Moda, Mishnah didn't say the other way. Good. Kaini says the Gemara, the Mishnah should be understood as follows. What's as follows? There must have been some girsos of the Mishnah that didn't have the word that we have. Because in our Mishnah, what's that case of Modeh at the end of the Mishnah? It says, the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Akiva that if you're Zorea Sheves O Chardal, if you plant dill or mustard seed in different areas, that's going to breed different payas. The Chachamim agree to that. So it must be that the word O didn't appear in all versions, and the Gemara is just going to say, don't think you have to plant dill and mustard together. Right? It's either or. So Kaini, Sheves b'shlosha mekamos, Chardol b'shlosha mekamos. It means separately. Sheves here in three places, Chardol here in three places. Either of those would be separate payas according to the Rabbanan. So again, it must have been See the Mara fold on the bottom? The Alpha got the Tanama Sisan Gamkein O Chardol. Even though our Mishnah has the O, Sarach Lomer de Hashas Lo Garasla. It must be that, you know, the Gemara didn't have that Girsa. Loba Mishnah, but Loba Gemara. Right? And that's why the Gemara had to clarify that that's what it means. It means a separate, it can be separate Sheves or Chardol. Okay. Says the Gemara. So why did the Rabbanan, why would they, agree? Right, the Pnei Moshe on top, but B'taima D'modi Rabbanan Baha. Why would the Rabbanan agree in the case where the Sheves it's separate and the Chardel is separate? Shmuel Amar Ben Ein Harosh Rishon. This we already alluded to earlier. Shein Harishon Shabehen Mamtin Lachren Shabehen. Because they ripen at different times. They ripen at different times. Each stalk ripens, and you know it doesn't wait, so to speak, for the next one. Therefore, they're called separate. Every Sheves area and every Chardol area. Right? We discussed already yesterday a similar question that you could ask on this, and this is where the Gruach comments, and that is if it's separate in ripening, so it shouldn't be chayv in peah at all. Remember, one of the five conditions of peah that we had earlier is the ketoso ka'achas. It has to ripen altogether. So it's not ripening altogether if Sheves here and Sheves there ripen separately. So yesterday we said if it has to do with the fertilizer, maybe that's an external artificial cause. But the Gra says here, no, you would be able to leave it. It's just you're choosing to take it off. But if you would be able to leave it and it would be able to stay on the stalk, that would be okay, right? That's one. If you look at the some Achron in the back say, maybe we had a concept earlier about matil and sa'ar basachas. Maybe even after you pick it, you put it all in one big pile in order to finish getting ripe. Okay, different answers why there is a chiyuv of peah. Next. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. B'nei darken lizar arugos arugos. No, because people plant sheves and chardol are spices. Right, they're, the Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky here says, mine tavlin. They're little tavlinim that people plant a little bit here, a little bit there. People plant them as separate areas, separate plots. So because people plant it separately, so it's separate payas. It's separate payas. Right? The Chaim Kanievsky says, "Mini tavlin aderach lezoran ma'at ve'ena nizra'in ela arugos hilka kol arugos sadev ba'api nafsha chashiva." Right? It's considered separate, and therefore it is gets its own pay. What's the nafkamina between these two answers of Shmuel? Shmuel says that they don't harvest together. He was reflecting that each stalk ripens and the farmer picks each of the stalks. And Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan was saying that different areas. So I'll dive into Shmuel, mafresh b'kol kelach v'kelach. According to Shmuel, that the reason is that each stalk ripens separately, so you'll have to give a little peah, leave some for the honey from each stalk. I'll dive into Rabbi Yochanan, mafresh b'kol aruga v'aruga. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's areas. It's not each stalk that ripens by itself, so that will be an afkamina. I'm not sure exactly if it's about each stalk, but you have to leave peah from the omed, from the kama. So what does that mean? Like each stalk has like six seeds on it. You have to take off a couple of seeds and leave a seed in the stalk while it's standing. I'm not sure. Or just this is just, you know, impossible. So you this is a case like we said, like the bidyevet, the second stage of peah is that you take it and then you give it, right? The mitzvah min atalush. Maybe here you'd have to give it from the talush. Okay, Mishnah, Halacha Beis, next Mishnah in the Perek. Mishnah Gimel. Hamachlik Bitzalim Lachim Lashuk. This is the Mishnah we refer to on Amun Aleph. Machlik. Somebody, literally, what does machlik usually mean? Smooths. But here it means to pluck out the onions. So why should it mean smooth? Because after I pluck out all the onions, the ground is now smooth, no more onions sticking out. So that's where machlik comes from. That's the wumpshot. Look at the Marafolda. He said that. Lefisha ok, shika oker halachim nishra makom chalak. Right, it's smooth once you take it out. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, he quotes that opinion, but he also quotes another daya, machlik could be from mechalik, right? You're differentiating between your purposes of why you're taking these onions. So a machlik, bitzalam lachim lashuk, if I'm plucking some of the onions that are moist in order to sell, to bring to the market, umekayim yevashin lagorin, but I'm going to keep the ones in the grounds that are dry for my own purpose for storage. So then they each get their own peah. As we said, even if you want to say lach and yavish aren't two peahs, but here with their two purposes, that would be two peahs. V'chein ba'afunin, also by afunin. We'll translate as beans, right? Some types of kidneys that are also subject to peah, right? Not urakos, as we said, because those aren't machnis olakiyim, but the kidneys, any type of legume that's not a grain, five grains, but it's not a vegetable, beans, corn, right? All of those types of quinoa, right? V'chein bafunin, that would be chayev in peah. So the Gemara could mishnah continues v'chein bekarim. The same thing with a carob. If somebody takes some and leaves some, different purposes, like the machlik. Hameida, another yesod in peo. Meida, what happens if there's a lot of thick, let's say thick onions, or thick anything, I'm gonna take some out so the rest of it could grow better. So I'm harvesting a few, it's kind of like the pruning type of idea. I'm taking some out of the ground, meidol, in order to allow the rest to grow better. So do I have to give peya from that? From what I just harvested? So the Mishnah says no. No simen ha-meshu'ar ha-mashashir. When I eventually give pay on what's left, I only have to give pay on what's left. Right? The Pnei Moshe says that's the original harvest, that's not called a ketzira. If I'm just doing the ketzira because I want the rest to grow better, so then that's not a halacha ketzira, so there's no chiv and peya from that. Hamachlik me'achas yad, but if I'm harvesting basically for one purpose, what's achas yad? The Pnei Moshe says, klomar kulo me'inin echad, o kulo lagarna kulo lashuk. This is just the contrast of the resha. If I'm harvesting for one big purpose, so then no simen ha-meshu'ar ala kol. Right? If my original harvest was not meidol, just to thin out, but it was all for the same purpose, so then I would give peah for everything. No simen ha-meshu'ar al hakol. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem. We'll continue next time in Perek Malbanos as we continue here in Maseches Peah.